Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful.
Hi, this is Dick DeVoe. Today I'm going to be talking about Chapter 7, Scatterplots, Association, and Correlation. In Chapter 7, we begin our look at association between quantitative variables. We draw scatterplots and look for patterns. We describe the association in terms of three things: direction, form, and strength. When the form appears to be linear, then we find the correlation. Here are 10 important points you'll want to keep in mind. 1. Reemphasize the first rule of data analysis: make a picture. A scatterplot can reveal a lot about the relationship between two variables, including whether the relationship is linear and whether there are any outliers. 2. Have students describe the scatterplots verbally. For histograms, the mantra was shape, center, spread, and unusual features. Now, it's direction, form, strength, and unusual features. Make them tell what they see in a scatterplot, clearly, concisely, completely, and in context. We'll quantify the strength of the association after they know what they're looking at. 3. Point out that we're dealing with deliberately vague concepts. Association, straightness, outlier are all judgments on which reasonable people can differ. We've seen other vague concepts before, such as skewness, center, and spread, but now we'll have to judge whether a plot is straight and without outliers before we can move beyond discussing the association in general terms and measure it with a correlation. 4. Point out the precise use of the word correlation in statistics. In everyday usage, correlation refers to any kind of association between any two issues. Proper uses in statistics is much more limited. Correlation is a number that measures the direction and strength of a linear association between two quantitative variables. There's no correlation between the model of a car and how likely it is to be stolen. There can be a strong association between the speed at which you drive and the gas mileage you achieve, but the correlation's probably low, because a curve relationship with terrible gas mileage at 5 and 100 miles per hour and the highest fuel economy between 40 and 60 may produce a correlation near zero, even though there's certainly an important relationship present here. 5. Use z-scores to develop the formula for R. This is a computing formula, and we have calculators and computers for that, but it helps students to understand why correlation is unitless and why it's immune to changes of scale, units, or the roles of X and Y. If the correlation between highway speed, in miles per hour, and traffic density, in cars per mile, is minus 0.54, ask the students how this changes if we measure the speed in kilometers per hour and the density in cars per 100 meters instead. 6. Emphasize the assumptions and conditions for correlation, that is, linearity, no outliers, and quantitative data. Checking conditions will be a major issue throughout much of this course. Continue to make that process a fundamental part of doing statistics. 7. Straighten some scatter plots by re-expressing data. The fact that we can sometimes change a nonlinear relationship into a linear form is a powerful idea. We don't need to emphasize the details of the process yet, but if students can see that it's possible before they get to Chapter 10, your life will be much easier at that point. 8. Explore how a single point can greatly impact the value of R. If you have a computer projector, then the interactive tool in Chapter 7 of Active Stats provides a vivid animated demonstration and offers students the game of placing points on a scatter plot with the goal of attaining a specified correlation, a task that even some statisticians find challenging. 9. Don't let students confuse correlation with cause and effect. During the past 12 years, the number of high school students taking AP Stats has risen from 5,000 to over 100,000, while the murder rate has dropped considerably, a solid negative association. Now, if we could just make all teenagers take statistics. 10. Return to direction, form, and strength. Correlation gives us a quantitative measure of strength, and its sign tells us the direction, as long as the form is linear. We'll do much more with relationships between quantitative variables when the form's linear, and we'll come back to this theme several times, up to and including the very last chapter of the book. You might even point students at the exercises in that chapter, where they'll find the scatterplots and questions that start, at least in Part A, with assessing whether the form is straight enough.
Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.